Hello, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful chat between me and Jamie Fishman, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Indirect Tax for Avalara. We're actually talking with Jamie on a very interesting day in history. Can you tell me a little bit about why you are in Boston?
Yeah, we're here, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. So that's we've got a boat in back of us. We're about to set sail. We're going to dump some fake tea in the harbor and pull it back in. It's going to be a blast.
I was just going to ask if you're going to dump tea, and that's straight back to our ancestors, huh?
Well, we are, and we're responsible tea dumpers, though, even though you could debate whether it would actually make the harbor any dirtier, but we're gonna pull it back in. It's a fake tea box, so it's just for ceremony.
I love that. Well, can you introduce yourself and in the company to our audience and tell them a little bit about what you do?
So I'm Jamie Fishman. I'm the EVP and General Manager of our Indirect Tax Group here at Avalara. And we are a tax automation and compliance platform. We're a SaaS-based company. We live in the cloud. We connect to just about every system that businesses use to buy and sell goods and services around the world. And we help automate all of those compliance activities, like the calculation of taxes, or when you're shipping things internationally from a logistics perspective, as you well know, there's duties and tariffs and HS codes. We help with all of that.
You know, we're getting right into glorious tax season. So the timing of this is very, very interesting. And clearly in FreightWaves and the companies that we work with, we've got a lot of international shippers bringing in imports, exports, all of that. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the unique challenges that come to those businesses during tax season and getting them prepared for the season as well?
Well, I think a lot of the businesses that are transacting face challenges really all year round. And a lot of the challenges are predicated on, taking what they do to run their business on a day-to-day basis, and then all the data that they generated, making sure that it includes the appropriate calculation of taxes and duties and all these things that they need to stay compliant with the governments around the world, which are monitoring all of their financial activities. And so it's an actual real bona fide problem when you think about it, because that's not their focus. They don't want to be in the business of having to run a compliance shop. They want to be in the business of selling widgets or services or whatever it is that they do. So we help with all of that, obviously. But I'd say the biggest challenge for them is probably taking all their business act and being able to translate those into compliant data sets that jurisdictions require.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I've been recently doing a lot of background and research into regulations, customs regulations, a lot of that cross-border type of work. And there's some really interesting stuff coming up, especially in Europe and even in Mexico as well. Can you tell us maybe some of the regulations that you expect those might pop up on some of your customers, or different tax laws that have been really kind of driving some change in the way that you're doing taxes and helping with taxes across the globe?
Well, one of the most transformational legislative changes that we've seen, which is occurring on a very rapid basis around the entire globe, is the advent of e-invoicing as sponsored by governments. And so there's always been some form of electronic invoice presentment and payment, in different geographies for decades. But more recently, governments have realized that they're missing a significant portion of taxes that these businesses should be paying, whether it's because they're non-compliant or because they haven't figured out how to do it accurately, or some combination thereof. And where in the old world, it used to be, hey, do your activities, we'll go check in on it later, through an audit. This new digital age that we're living in is actually forcing those activities to transpire on a network that the government has access to and can see. So now all of a sudden, these businesses who've been, passing paper or PDFs or whatever it is for decades are forced to change the way they transact and run those transactions through a certified network to facilitate the electronic exchange of data. And that's one of the things that Avalara actually does. We have an e-invoicing platform, and then we pair that with the data that those governments are looking for from a HS, you know, duties and tariffs perspective, and from a tax calculation perspective as well.
You know, it's interesting because it kind of sounds like you're saying it's a little bit easier, right? Because we're moving everything electronically. So all of our records should be in one place and easy to access. But now the fear of that is in real time, that audit can take place as well.
Well, you know, this is a pay me now, pay me later kind of program, because the government's going to audit it one way or another. It's just, you know, infinitely easier from a burden of compliance perspective to have an agreement up front. Here's the way that we're going to transact. Here's the fields that we're going to pass to the government. Here's the types of things the government expects. And and if we pass those things, then we know that we're going to have a compliant program with them, as opposed to, you know, the way that it's worked historically. You would do a bunch of activity, and then the government would come in and take an arrears kind of view of those transactions and tell you after the fact that you've done something that's out of line with their expectations. So I would argue that moving it up front in the process, while it's more of a lift to get, you know, to onboard into that program, prevents a lot of, you know, problems down the road.
I like the proactiveness, right? Who doesn't like that? Proactiveness in Texas, that's a two thumbs up in my book, right? Well, hey, I wanted to thank you so much for spending some time with us today. If people are looking to learn more about the work that you're doing, and of course, some of the wonderful events that you're clearly putting on as well, where can they reach out to you?
They should go to avalara.com, and they can find all sorts of information about our company, our offerings, and the events that we're up to.
Love it. Well, stay warm out there in Boston, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.